Before you jump into this podcast, Headspace ambassador and World Cup Socceroo star Daniel Arzani shares a tip on how he trains his mind.
If things are really piling up that are giving me a bit of anxiety, I tend to make a list because it helps me see individually what everything is and how I can deal with them. And just getting it out makes me feel better as well.
For tips and advice, go to headspace.org.au/headcoach.
Jarman Impey, welcome, Jarman.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate being here.
This would normally be your day off, and we thank you for your time today. What would you normally be doing today?
Normally on a Wednesday is our set day off, and I'm usually at Mick Webb's garage. So I'm there at a performance garage, and a bit of a hobby outside of football, so it gets me away. It's great.
Dare I ask, what are you getting around in?
I'm getting around in a 2003 Monaro, so it does the job, and it's awesome.
What colour?
It's a grey.
What have you done to it?
A couple of little mods, nothing too extreme, so it's nice and quiet, let's say.
Oh, I doubt whether it is. Actually, when I was listening to Charlie Dixon, your former teammate on the radio the other might have been yesterday morning. He's into cars as well, isn't he? So, did you share that passion with Charlie when you're in Adelaide?
Yeah, I had a great passion with Charlie. We were right into our bikes and our cars, and to this day we always chat about our hobbies, and he's right into them.
When you say bikes, we're not talking BMX here, I assume. We're talking something a little bit more powerful?
Yeah, Harleys, Harley Davidsons.
Well, Kevin will automatically just dismiss you as being an idiot now because he's...
Please don't.
What did you have?
My dad had a Harley and he passed it down to me, so that's a 2009 Night Train Softail.
And so, how many cc's is that?
Not too sure, to be honest. I think it's 1200.
That's not small, Kevin. And the club's sort of happy about you nicking around on bikes and in a Monaro? Did you get any feedback from them?
Yeah, to be honest, they did scratch their head a little bit, but growing up, that's what we're into. So I've ridden bikes since I was a little kid, and that's a great hobby of mine. So they understood that it was a hobby, and they were okay with it.
Did you find yourself as a kid, obviously instead of being a footballer, you may wanted to have been a Formula One driver or a V8 driver?
Yeah, good question. Not really. I think just playing sport, I loved it with friends, and my main hobbies were, probably bikes and cars and fishing and outdoor sort of stuff. So, I was just lucky enough to play with friends football.
At Shepparton, so who'd you play with? Obviously a great football area, Shepparton. Who'd you play with?
Famous. It's where the great Tom Hafey came from.
Yes, it's where he learned his craft, isn't it?
Yes, he won three premierships there with Shepparton. Did you play at Shep?
Yeah, played at Shep Bears, thirds there, and went to seniors for Shep Swans in my last year before I got drafted. So it was quite good.
Was that when you had to go to, or had to go when you were drafted by Port? Was that disappointing for you? You're happy to go wherever you went?
Yeah, I was wrapped to go wherever. It didn't bother me. My main goal was to try to play AFL at the elite level, and I was lucky enough to get drafted to Port Adelaide.
You came back for family reasons.
Yeah, come back for family, and lucky enough to be at the Hawthorn Football Club, so I'm wrapped.
Speaking of Hawthorn, I vaguely remember you taking a big mark one day playing for Port against Hawthorn. Yeah. May have been Ryan Burton. I can't remember the other player.
Yeah, I don't want to dub them in, but
You remind them, now that you're at Hawthorn, you remind them of the mark you took against them playing for Port?
I didn't remind them, but they certainly reminded me, and I think they were quite nervous, and in the preseason, actually, I was jumping around, so they were also quite nervous. But
who was it? Was it Ryan Burton? Was he one of them?
I think it was Dallas Willsmore. I think Dallas Ryan Burton Willsmore. Was quite close by, but I think it was on Dallas. So
when you decided to come back, how many clubs actually chased you, Jarman? Because obviously you finished up at Hawthorn. They've obviously sold the club too, and they're a pretty famous club and a very, very successful club. But did you, you have to knock back a number of offers?
To be honest, I think I got a really good manager, Tom Pichuro, and he said that there was a couple of clubs that were interested, but he sort of best suited to a couple that we narrowed it down to, and I was at Hawthorn, chose Hawthorn, and wrap. So,
who was the first player that came up to you at Hawthorn and sort of took you under his wing?
Jared Roughhead and Sean Burgoyne were probably the two, and got a great relationship with both of them.
Tell us about Sean Burgoyne, who's just an astonishing player.
He was back
last week and never missed a beat.
Words can't describe Shawnee boy, but yeah, very blessed to be playing with him and alongside him, and I look up to him as a footballer, but also off field as well. But yeah, he's magnificent, and yeah, wrapped me under his arm, and yeah, he's just really, really good, dedicated, really driven. So yeah, he's perfect.
Jarman Impey has joined us from Hawthorn. When you first went to Hawthorn, did Clarko write a song about you or anything like that and serenade you?
No,
when you had the first team meeting?
No, he didn't write a
Welcome
song
home,
about me.
Jarman.
But I've heard. He has written a few songs. So if I'm lucky enough, he might write one about me. But we'll see how we're going.
How'd you feel, mate? What was it? What was your first meeting like? And were you wary at all? Or, you know, just
yeah. So
such an imposing figure, despite his stature.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, they're greats, and they had that great few years there with 13, 14, 15. And seeing Clarko, he was just really bubbly, and yeah, we got along really, really well. And we sort of just clicked at our first meeting, you could say. So, yeah, he's been great, and I really admire him as a coach. He's really driven, and he's always thinking of extra things to do, so yeah, quite respect him.
So how much does he have to do with the team during the week? We hear a lot of different versions of a senior coach during the week. Others say they don't see the senior coach, they only train for about half an hour out on the track, that's all the time's taken up with meetings. So how many times is Clarko actually in charge of the group during the week?
Yeah, he's quite heavily in charge. Obviously the line coaches set out the trainings and speak, but Clarko's just got a great mindset, and he's always wanting to jump in for all the right reasons and make sure we get the right message across. So he's heavily involved, especially with skills and training. So, yeah, he's heavily involved, and that's something that I really like.
The skills is interesting with Hawthorn because, you know, in the past, in 13, 14, 15, I mean, Hawthorn, dominant side because of their foot skills and, you know, hitting up, you know, targets, and you know, the opposition couldn't get the ball off Hawthorn. So I suppose what you're suggesting there with Clarko was that there was an enormous emphasis on the ability to kick the ball.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Since I've been at the club, they haven't sort of driven that highly with being such a good kicking side. But I reckon they recruited great kicks, and that's something that he probably seen and took advantage of it.
I didn't really want to bring up rules and all that sort of stuff, but I know the Hawks have trialled bigger goal square and a couple of other things. How did you find it? Did it impact on your game at all?
No, if anything, if they're trying to put players in certain positions and make a few rule changes and make it more flowing, I think that's going to suit me as a small, quick person. So hopefully, it benefits me. But the trial that we did have was quite similar to today's stuff, and, I quite enjoyed it.
And how many, I mean, was it a long session? Was it just like you do it for 10 minutes or afternoon? Or
yeah, it was a long session. I think there was a couple of quarters involved, but like I said, it was quite similar. There was no real dramatic changes and something that we're really shocked with. But yeah, it worked well. So like I said, I think I'm going to enjoy it if they make them certain rule changes.
Jarman Impey has joined us. Jarman, what about, being out on the field playing, do you look around sometimes and think, my God, this is congested. There's so many players around the ball. You know, how are we ever going to get the ball out of here? And, you know, what does it look like to people maybe watching the game? I mean, do you feel sometimes playing the game that maybe, you know, it's just so many players around the ball, it's pretty hard?
Yeah, it is very hard. And it's probably players as myself using my speed, we've sort of got to wait on the outside a little bit sometimes and let the boys go inside and do their work. So it's not as free-flowing, and obviously players like myself would like it more free-flowing. So it is a bit frustrating at times, and we're trying to get territory and keep it in and lock it in. But, yeah, I think it is congested, so I think we should get out in space so it's a bit more exciting.
What do you make of Sam Mitchell? And clearly he's heading back to Victoria.
Yeah, I heard that. Obviously, Sam Mitchell, he's a gun. He sees the game really well and very skillful, and probably got a like I said, just sees the game really well. So if he's coming back to Hawthorn, I wouldn't mind that, but who knows, he's coming back. I don't know if he wants to keep involved with coaching or anything like that, but yeah, I wouldn't mind having him around.
What about the coaching message from, say, Ken Hinckley to Alistair Clarkson? Are they similar thinkers?
I like Clarkson. I think he's always wanting to send the message in a different way and have a different learning sense. Kenny was quite the same. He was really straight down the line, which I liked. He was old school and just said it how it was, and not strict, but yeah, just said it down the line. Where Clarko just is really different. Like sometimes I would laugh just the way he sends the message or the way he sort of speaks about it. So I think it's quite impressive. He's, yeah.
Is there a game theme every week? This week you're playing against the Bombers, and Hawthorn and Essendon have quite a history. You may be aware of it, but you know, with Kevin Sheedy and Alan Jeans and Dermot Brereton running through the huddle and fights and brawls and Dibber running through Alan Stoneham, all that sort of stuff. I mean, there's a massive history, you know, a line in the sand game, Brad Sewell being knocked out by Lloydie, all that sort of stuff. Does he have a theme like that leading into this particular game?
No, I think we just got to play our roles, and we know how to. We've got a game plan to come in and play against Essendon. Obviously, there's been a big rival. I remember that, early in the year, there was nothing sort of said about Clarkson that we have to play differently or anything like that. But certainly around the playing group, they said, yeah, these guys are their sort of long history arch rivals, and watch out, it's usually pretty rough and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, on Clarko's sense, no, we just have to go in there and... Yeah, commit to the game plan.
Maybe early in the year, though, Jarman, neither club were sure about, you know, where you'd be this part of the season, that the finals berth was on offer. But clearly for both clubs, it's a crucial game.
Yeah, it's a huge game. So I think it's going to be a great match. Obviously, Essendon is in ripping form, especially on the G. It's going to be nice and exciting. So hopefully we can get as many fans as we can down there, because I reckon it's going to be an absolute ripper.
We saw just last weekend Ken Hinckley publicly seemed to berate a couple of Port Adelaide players, Ollie Wines included. Did you ever, were you ever on the receiving end of anything like that from him?
Yeah, a couple of things, but you got to know he's doing it for the team. So, as Kenny, as I said, he's sort of straight down the line, which I sort of like. There was no playing around. If he thinks that you're going outside the team rules, he'll definitely tell you, because it's a team first attitude.
Some of the messages coming through, and also we'll take a break shortly at 9:42, 9:11:16, and for Hawthorn fans, get online if you want to have a chat with Jarman. We've got double pass to see the game. Of course, the Bombers are taking on the Hawks. There's nothing worse than losing to the Bombers, but there's nothing better than beating them. That's what they say. Watch the Hawks take on the Bombers in a must-win clash this Saturday. It's on August 4, of course, at the MCG. You can buy tickets at thehawthornfootballclub.com.au. But it says, can you ask Jarman if he thought Ross Lyon was going to send someone to man him up on Sunday? I was at the game, and Jarman was devastating in the centre square, says Paul from Swanbourne.
Thanks, Paul. To be honest, I was quite buggered by half time. But no one got sent to me, thank goodness. But yeah, it was a ripper game as well. Glad to get the win.
And also off the text, ask you about Mozzie.
Mozzie.
No idea? Okay.
Nah, Mozzie doesn't ring a bell at the moment. I'm probably going to regret this, but not at the moment. It doesn't ring a bell. Sorry, Mozzie.
One of the things that probably didn't get tested in the game, that the trial that you actually played at Hawthorn, is the 18-metre goal square. You got a thought on that?
Yeah, like I said, if we can bring it out in space, it's going to be very interesting. Obviously, most sides usually try to kick it past the 50 or go to the pocket, so if we can bring that out and you can get it past halfway, that's going to be very damaging. So I think it's a good thing.
So run to the top of the 18 metres, tap it on your boot.
And go for it.
Run another 15 metres, there's 33 metres gone.
Full forward.
Then kick it another 55 metres.
Yep, you're right there.
Someone takes a mark at centre half forward.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting, but yeah, it would be good. It would be good.
We'll take a quick break, 9:42, 9:11:16. We'll come back, we'll take your calls. Jarman Impey has joined us.
Come on, Hawks fans.
So Hawthorn fans, you can get on board and have a chat with Jarman. We're taking your calls, and Simon's in Fairfield. G'day, Simon.
G'day, guys. I'm just ringing up about Jarman. I'm actually a mad Essendon supporter, but my daughter's a mad Hawthorn supporter. And Hawthorn often have these open training things on a Saturday morning where the supporters can come. And I'd have to say that Jarman was probably the friendliest guy out of all the Hawthorn players. The way that he did the photo with my daughter and just everything else, like the way he spoke and everything, I've never seen someone more accommodating and friendly than Jarman, so a big credit to Jarman there.
Good on you, Simon. That's
thank you very
nice,
much, Simon. Nice. Much appreciated. It's always good to get that feedback, and happily to, yeah, be able to say
a Tromanessen supporter. That's pretty rare. That's pretty rare.
So be gentle on the weekend.
Do they have Dave, open training sessions down at the Bomberland, Simon?
No, not like Hawthorn. Like at the moment, I'm with my daughter now. We're off to get a book signing from Sam Mitchell. They're doing it at Waverley Park at the moment. So Hawthorn, like they say, they're the family club, and they really are, because they have all these events where they interact with the supporters a lot. So, I have to give a big tick to the Hawks there, even though I hated them in the 80s.
Well, I'll tell you what, Simon, I think you should, sign up and become a Hawthorn member, mate. It would definitely suit you.
A nice try.
Hey, well done, Simon.
Are you a footy fan? Did you watch footy as a kid? Did you play a lot of footy as a kid?
Yeah, played a lot. Didn't have too much interest in watching. I was just saying before that I did barrack for Richmond. And I could probably.
I knew he was highly intelligent. I knew that, Doc.
When you said you didn't watch much, are we talking? Did you watch AFL games every week?
No AFL games. Obviously, maybe a few highlights, but no, I wasn't interested in watching it. I was more interested in playing it and being outdoors. I wasn't probably too much of a TV person.
So you wouldn't have known players and who they were, and
no, it was quite weird. Yeah,
it was bizarre
that I got drafted and obviously loved the sport and liked playing it and was competitive, but no, I didn't have too much knowledge. A lot better, but still probably not really good.
What about teammates that you play with? I mean, were you an oddity in the fact that you didn't really follow footy and watch footy weekends and teammates like that?
Yeah, I did play with Chad Wingard, and I know he was very similar. He was probably worse than me, where he wouldn't know any players. He was mad into his basketball, his NBA, but he didn't have too much knowledge on the game, which was also bizarre.
So if you're playing against, say, the Richmond Football Club and said, halfback line is Nick Floston, he probably wouldn't even know who Nick Floston was.
No, he wouldn't. So, it's a bit crazy.
Let's get to Sammy in Greenvale. G'day, Sammy.
Yeah, good evening, gents. Firstly, beggars can't be choosers, but my son and I would love tickets to the footy, but I understand if you can't. Anyway, more importantly, German, I was talking with my cousin Saturday night, and we can't work out why you don't spend more time on the ball. Like, with no disrespect to Rioli, German, you're a lot fitter than him, and you're actually almost as exciting as him. That's a debate in itself. But is there a reason why Clarko doesn't play you on the ball more often?
Good question, but I think Cyril was outstanding. He's probably a bit better than me, but I did play up forward and pinched it in the midfield, and currently playing a little bit down back. But I think that's something that we can work on in the preseason. I know that this is my first year, so sort of a bit easy and steady. But I have played some midfield time, and we obviously got some guns in there, like O'Meara. There's Poppy that goes through there.
Tom Mitchell's pretty good, isn't he?
There's quite a few good players that go through there. So hopefully I can get some game time in there.
I tell you what, I've worked out an easy way for you to get 35 possessions on the weekend.
Please tell me.
Just stroll alongside Mitchell and take the handball off it, because he's going to get it 45 times and he can handball to you on 35 occasions.
Yeah, I'll just look for him and just run straight past him. Good idea.
Just before we go back to our callers, Adelaide have confirmed that Brody Smith will return for the showdown this weekend.
Oh, great.
Of course, last playing in that 2007 and qualifying final against GWS, where he ruptured his ACL. And Melbourne have confirmed that Jake Melcham won't play against the Gold Coast on Sunday due to a hamstring injury.
Richard has joined us in Elsenwick. G'day, Richard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, Jars, are you related to Darren Jarman? No, I'm only joking.
No, I wish. He's got some great talent. I think my mum did say that, I was named after a footy player, so I'm assuming it was one of the boys, but I'm not too sure. She only sort of said that when I started playing AFL, so I haven't heard it before then.
Well, fortunately, your shape is entirely different.
But has there ever been another impy?
Yes, exactly. No, not that I know of.
Thanks, Richard. Michael is in Wattle Glen.
G'day, Michael. German.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good.
That's great.
I hate Essendon, so can you kick a goal after siren and beat a five?
Gee, that would be all right. I'd love to kick a goal after the siren, but hopefully we can get the win.
And Jarman's taking requests now, apparently.
Yes,
Michael.
Did you have an idol when you grew up, or would you have one now? Do you follow someone?
Good question. I know when I was at Port Adelaide, there was Indigenous coordinator, Paul Vandenberg. He's probably a good idol, obviously, because he does a lot of things outside of the football industry with community and stuff like that. So Paul would probably be one of them.
Thanks, Michael. Jamie's in Frankston. G'day, Jamie.
G'day, Charmin.
G'day, mate.
I wanted to ask you whether there's some young fellas on the field showing leadership at the moment. You mentioned Ruffhead and Burgoyne, and just wondering if there's any young blokes you think might be, you know, future captains.
I know Tom Mitchell is a good standout for mine. He's very open and honest. When he sees something, he says it. But Tia Miles is also a very good one. He's played, I think, 4 games so far, and the way that he can communicate and talk to the group, he's very good considering he's only played 4. James Sicily is also a good one.
Gee, he's had a great year, James Sicily. It's a shame. Shame he's out, because he was one of the players. He'd be just about the most improved player in the competition.
Certainly, yeah. I think he'll end up only playing about 10 games this year through injury and suspension, though, won't he? 10. Something like that. Thanks for that call, Jamie. Damien is in Cranbourne. G'day, Damien.
G'day, boys. How are we going?
Good, mate. You're talking to Jarman Impey.
How are you going, Jarman?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Passionate Hawthorn supporter. Just wanted to ask you a quick question. Is there any particular players that Hawthorn will be focusing on Saturday? Do you have a look at sort of Dyson Heppel and Zach Merritt and
off the definitely. Back line of... Yeah, there's a few, so I'm not sure exactly who we're going to go to, but we do know that they're very good, so we're going to stay strong with our game plan. But do you have any tips? Who do you reckon we should man up?
Well, I watched Essendon last week, and obviously they had a very good win against Sydney. But the players, I think, obviously through the midfield, obviously Heppel and Merritt. Off the back line is Saad and McKenna. I mean, Saad and McKenna are probably their two good players in the back line. So those probably the two players to watch. And obviously Stringer as well through the midfield and forward. So
might have to pass that on to Clarkson.
Take that through to the team meeting.
Yeah, might have to. Thank you very much.
Just on, this has been your first year. Is there a particular position you see yourself where you reckon you play your best football?
Look, both are different, obviously different positions and have a different role. And playing down back, there's obviously defending first, but it gives you that opportunity to rebound and run. And I feel like probably a big strength of mine is, my speed. So rebounding and be able to have a bounce and sort of see the game down half back is also good. But I sort of can't fault being up forward and kicking a goal. So, both good. I can't, pick one.
Would you have wanted to play another sport? I mean, were you close, actually, to... You talked about not having a... You weren't besotted by footy as a kid, and you sort of played it but didn't take much interest in footy outside of your own little... underage comp. Will you nearly, end up playing another sport?
Probably basketball was one, a rep side there, but probably what didn't drive me as well, that I didn't have my friends there. So football I did, also athletics. I didn't mind, once a year being on the athletics track and making it to different stages with my friends as well, but probably, football was the one because all my friends were playing.
Jarman Impey has joined us. Jarman, I'd just like to maybe give us your thoughts on Philip Walsh, because he was a much-loved person, obviously, at the Adelaide Crows as coach, but he was at Port Adelaide where he was an assistant coach there to Ken Hinckley. What was his influence on someone like yourself?
Yeah, he was there for a few years, but I was only lucky enough to have the one with him. But I just remember that he was just very dedicated. He'd work and see all the stats and... comes to opposition, he just knew them inside and out, and he'd always ask us what player is this and what's this young kid that's coming up. He just really knew the game really well, and that's probably why he was so great, and that's why everyone respected him around the club. But he had such a really strong mindset as well. I remember him showing us motivational videos about sort of army things like this, so he was very switched on and very dedicated and very strong and driven. So like I said, that's why people really enjoyed him.
How'd you hear about his passing?
Yeah, as I was saying before, I think it was we were in Sydney, played a game over there, and I remember getting an early phone call and saying meeting down to the lobby, and the hard news was broken, and obviously everyone was devastated.
Well, he certainly is a much-loved figure, isn't he, Philip Walsh? And, you know, obviously over in South Australia. Actually, Philip Walsh played in my 400th game for Collingwood, and he was best on the ground. I think he was only like 18 years of age at the time, and he was the best first-year player playing at Collingwood. And then, you know, as it turned out, he finished up going to Richmond and playing at Richmond, and then also playing up in Brisbane as well. But it's really as a coach and as a mentor that he's much loved.
You can't forget those pictures post his passing, can you? From South Australia, still can't quite get over the fact that you paid such little interest to footy. So do you find that?
He's never heard of the Melbourne Football Club, Doc. He's got no interest in the Melbourne Football Club.
I'm not going to ask him about Melbourne.
He does know about Ron Barassi and all those premierships. He knows nothing.
He probably knows nothing about Kevin Barnett.
I remember Melbourne, actually. Adam Uze played for the Shepherd Swans with a couple of his brothers. And I remember as a little kid sort of looking up to him. I knew that he played for Melbourne. So
he did.
I knew that much.
You still got a thirst for learning about footy? You still find you're still learning stuff about the game?
Yeah, I'm one that always watch my vision and try to get better and different positioning sort of stuff. But yeah, I'm always interested in learning the game and try to watch a fair bit of footy. I watch a lot more than I ever did before. So yeah, it's you can learn a lot watching it.
Seen much black and white footage of Kevin Bartlett?
No.
No, I haven't, but I know that he played in a few premierships and 400-odd games or something like that.
He bagged for the Tigers. He's a good fellow,
Jarman. You're going to get ear bash on the way out. give me the tip.
Jarman, great having you in the studio, and thanks for joining us, and good luck against the Bombers. It's going to be an absolute killer deal, and let's hope you have a great game and continue to have a great season.
Good on you. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Jarman MP.